This episode of WWE Today is gleefully sponsored as Terry laughs.
You're like chuckling crazy over there.
From Kingdom Strollers, and you've heard about them here. You didn't hear about them last week, but you heard about them here other weeks in the last couple months. They're back on this month. KingdomStrollers.com.
Proud to have them back.
Yeah, they've been back for this like the third or fourth month. I love them. I love their service. I give you my personal testimony, just like I did last week with the Away Travel. I love Kingdom Strollers. I use them every time I travel to the Orlando area. It's just so simple and easy. And they got good quality strollers. And I can't speak highly enough, especially things like my son, who's four, who's not in a stroller, but to go around Walt Disney World could use it. They have that big boy City Mini, like deluxe size. And what I like about that is because he's not someone who would typically ride a stroller, it makes our days go longer with the fact that he's able to hop in. And he's not embarrassed to hop in because he's exhausted and wants to keep going. So to me, that's a great option. I don't own one, unlike the double stroller, which I ended up buying after I rented it at Kingdom Strollers. So take a look. They also do cribs, rentals, they do water, they do a lot of different things you can get. And because we rent cribs as well often. So KingdomStrollers.com. Tell them you heard about it right here on WDW Today. And now, why are you clicking?
I was doing a beat for you. Now, on with the show.
And now, KingdomStrollers.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, January 25th, and this is episode 1548 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Yes, you are. And we have a user-submitted topic today. A little best and worst action. People seem to enjoy that.
When you say user...
Listener?
Yeah. I mean, what are they using?
They tweeted. They're using Twitter.
Oh, internet.
Okay. A Twitter user that follows us.
Yep. Joe. At the Joe Flies. You can find him there. And we retweeted it.
I like that
it.
Pun. That's a good pun.
He is a Disney. He's a listener to the show and a travel writer himself. But he suggested this. He said, how about the best and worst dining options by category? So we thought that was a pretty good idea. I don't think it's something we've done here on the show yet with this crew. So let's just go around the horn, as they say, and go through each category and separate out. We're going to separate out shows and separate out character dining as separate options. So who wants to lead?
I'll lead.
You'll lead? All right.
When I lead, you follow, Logan.
The Sting song.
Yeah. So we're doing best and worst. So we're going to start with quick service meals.
Work our way up.
Starting at the bottom. Now we're here.
Yep. Which is still at the bottom.
Yeah. At the very bottom. So quick service meals, just kind of to define them so people know. If you're new to the show or don't know quite
new to Walt Disney World, yeah.
Right. It's it's a counter service style quick
walk up.
Yeah, you walk up and order and then
self-service.
Right. Yes, it's the fast food option, if you will,
in fast casual even.
Some more on the casual side. But it's that kind of feel. It's not the you're not getting waited on, you're cleaning up after yourself, things like that. So, well, there's a lot of options. This is probably the most bountiful category of dining abilities at
it's a hefty list.
So I picked I actually picked two because I know that you and I have one that's the same. Right. So my favorite is probably the Art of Animation Landscape of Flavors food court area. I think it's a great option, especially if you have a family. There's tons of things to choose from. You can get multiple different counters with different types of food that's available. So there's really not an opportunity for a family member to find something that they won't enjoy.
Absolutely. For all meals.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So their breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. But I also said a favorite of mine is Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. So that's an in-park one, kind of a family favorite in the Frontierland area. I like Pecos Bill. I think it's kind of funny that there's like Mexican food there. I guess it's Tex-Mex, Pecos Bill, but you think more cowboy. You think like roasted chicken, personally. But I just like it. I think it's a good one.
Yep. All right. And good option. Should we do best first and go around and do worst?
Yeah, let's all start
with best. All right, so I also said the Art of Animation Landscape of Flavors. I've had it many times. I've had it for all meals, and every time it doesn't disappoint. The food quality is always pretty good. I like that The seating sections in there are also themed towards the portions of the resort, so you can sit in a Cars area
right.
and look at all the concept art from Cars. It's got that whole animation vibe to it. I like it. I like there's the giant store connected to it.
It does kind of feel like a museum that you're sitting in of the animation.
Right, there's a lot to look at. Very convenient from the entrance to Art of Animation as well, if you're just walking right in.
Is there a dish at the Art of Animation that you love?
I'd have to look up these official names. They change it. So I'll take a look and I'll
so when you think Art of Animation, you immediately think of Pop Century, which is what Art of Animation has become. And I had one of those, and I guess I've never eaten an Art of Animation because I had a bad Pop Century food court experience. One night during a brother trip during Star Wars weekend, my little brother and I heard about the old tie-dye cheesecake, which is world famous there. And the old tie-dye cheesecake is real heavy on the dye.
Oh, gosh.
As you can imagine.
And, we've talked about these things, Will, before. And you just, you know, about 24 hours after you have the old tie-dye cheesecake, you're in for the scare of your life.
Like you've had a lot of beets.
Yeah, it's like the old beets.
But a lot of different other beets.
But a lot of different multicolored beets.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I've heard the pop is pretty, but was it good?
Yeah, it's not bad. They
I've heard people
they used
like
to have
that.
A Twinkie tiramisu.
They have the pop waffles. I've heard about that a lot on the old Ears of Steel podcast to talk about the pop waffles. So I haven't eaten there since I stayed there.
So is the Pop Century, is that the one that is your favorite? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting on him to get his favorite dishes.
You just had an anecdote. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because they're next to each other.
Right, I got that.
I haven't done my favorite. I had asked Logan what his favorite.
I looked up because I forget. I've had. I don't think it's my favorite, but I've had it. I've had the Surf and Surf Burger, which is cake, popcorn, shrimp, tomato lettuce, and Cajun remoulade on a brioche bun. It's pretty darn good. There's also a steak and eggs burger. Oh. So if you're hungry for some steak and eggs,
Which I always am. Then if you know anything about me, I'm always hungry for steak.
So it's a good option. That's even the thing. Some of the menu items are a little bit quirkier than your traditional walk-ups, which I think is why it's the one I go to, especially resorts. In Park, I picked In Park as well, though you do have to get advanced reservations. Be Our Guest is probably one of the higher quality of food you're going to get.
I do want to comment on what you were saying about the... they have the quirkier items like that, but they also have your traditional
chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, club sandwich, chicken tuna sandwich.
Is it set up like a burger shop, a pizza and pasta section,
right.
and
yes,
there's exactly. one other
it
one?
It feels like a real food court, so there are a lot of options.
You know, it feels similar to, but I'd say less crazy to the losing my mind in Epcot in the Land
Seasons.
Pavilion Seasons.
I was thinking the same.
It reminds me sort of that vibe. But with, I think, as good, but better food options. And then Be Our Guest, like I said, it's hard to really call Be Our Guest this because though you do walk up and order, there is a wait staff that brings you your food.
Well, you don't have to, if you get the reservation,
you can pre-order,
which is highly recommended.
Yes, definitely do that. The reason I even put this as a secondary one is just because it's not, I don't really still consider a quick service because you can't just walk up.
Even though we said we wouldn't do two, I did two as well.
Okay.
I did a best use of the dining plan choice.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That's a good call.
And I think the Pepper Market over at Coronado Springs. And so for those of you who are
never
calling us an elitist podcast, we have chosen a moderate resort and two discount resorts, just for the record. But the Pepper Market is kind of like Be Our Guest, where you go in and you go order, and then they bring you the food. It's almost table service.
Yeah.
It's Coronado Springs, so it's got kind of
it's an in-between.
A Tex-Mex kind of thing to it. But for the dollar, they've got some really nice dishes on there, especially at dinner.
I don't think I've been there.
I don't spend a whole lot of time at Coronado.
Coronado Springs has a convention center. And so they're catering to that market as much as they are the Disney families. So it's got some offerings and it's full bar, which some of the quick services aren't. And then obviously, my favorite, I would have to go with Tangerine Cafe.
I do like Tangerine Cafe's food.
I almost don't consider that one either. Like, it's like that one is one of my favorites, period. So, yeah.
It's such high quality food there.
It is.
Too. It's a really,
here's what I'll take
really
back.
Good gyro.
I think Landscape of Flavors is your best option for a lot of different flavors. Like I said, Landscape of Flavors, lots of different options for kids because it is a little hard to eat with my son over at Tangerine, but it is probably our universal favorite.
Right.
Food quality wise. I was going to say, it's a very nice pencil.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a nice stroke to it.
If you want another good pencil, I've got one if that one lead breaks. So.
All right.
Now the worst, right?
Let's go bottom of the barrel.
I'm...
I feel like we should agree on this one.
I went with...
Well, I'm going to go last because I don't even know what we should agree on.
I went with Disney's All-Star Sports Resort in-zone food court.
Okay. Just don't like it.
Well, I mean, it's just not...
Nothing to write home.
Here's the thing to me. Sports and Disney, like I get like the whole wide world of sports and everything, but that's not the theming I'm looking for at Disney, to be honest with you. Like if I want to go to the ESPN zone or something, I'll go to the ESPN zone. I'm not going to go to the sports themed food court, but that's just me. Some of you may like it, but it's just nothing special to me. So I went with one that the theming is disappointing.
Leon.
Yeah. I'm going to go ABC Commissary at Hollywood Studios.
That was pretty high up on my bottom list.
Yeah, I did think that.
Every time I've eaten there one time and regretted it greatly. But every time you walk there, you walk by there. It's one of the few, because it's kind of on that walkway when you were going to Star Wars in between what used to be the hat, now is the big permanent stage. But you look at the pictures of the food, and they're not even like... The pictures don't even make you want to eat there.
Right,
normally, pictures of food make you want food, and this is the one that's we'll just skip lunch today.
Yep,
this is the end zones. This is the end zone cafe.
It's stuck in time.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it looks like a Double Dare.
Yeah, it looks like the Max from Saved by the Bell, but not
even
in a good
look
way.
Sportsy,
yeah, with all no right. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yep, she dropped the Amber. It's just Thiessen now.
Oh.
I was watching her kitchen, Tiffany Amber Thiessen's kitchen, with special guests Zach Morris and Jason Priestley, which was. Insane. It was their Christmas special.
I did watch that. That was a fantastic
show. It was good. So, mad ups to
the old Food Network.
To Tiffany's.
Logan's giving ups.
All right. My worst of the worst, and it's kind of out of the blue. We had a whole list in front of us. So, I was looking at them, reading through. I put the worst of the worst to me is the lunching pad in Tomorrowland because.
Which is probably the most ridiculous name.
Well, here's why. I'll say this because I've eaten there a couple times.
Uh huh.
You're outside. Hot, and there's no food options for it being the lunching pad. Now it's cool, you're in the middle of Tomorrowland, I get that, but I want to look up even what are
is the lunching pad, the one that's there on the corner, kind of at the end of Main Street, shoved in the corner.
It is in the middle of Tomorrowland.
You know, by people about? Mover.
Yeah, it's the big it's a circle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You've never even seen it.
I've
All right, so here's the menu.
Is it the one that's the one that has the stage that goes up and down? Is that the lunching?
Yeah, it's under the people mover.
Okay, yeah.
All right, the lunching pad. Here's what you can get for your main courses. Remember, this is lunch. It's the lunching pad.
So your
choices
be able to get
are
lunch.
Ham and cheese stuffed pretzel or a hot dog.
But they have three-way hot dogs. They have the BLT hot dog, the Philly cheesesteak hot dog, and the Coney Island dog.
Those are your options, though, for the lunching pad. And I have and the hot dog, by the way, only available until 9. Then, sorry, guys. They do have the Mickey pretzel.
No,
it is it, to me. It's a food cart hidden.
That takes up too much space.
Yeah, it's like one of the carts that's pretending to be a quick service dining.
So I know we didn't. I know we've got we printed out the whole because we wanted to be fair to all of them to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still amazed. I'm amazed at the number of quick service places I haven't eaten at.
Yeah, well, there's 400.
400 of them,
especially with the new ones.
We didn't pick this. But I know everyone knows this. It's favorite snack. Do you guys have a favorite go-to? I know what Will's is. I don't know what yours is.
Dadgum turkey leg, man.
I like...
Which is... Calling that a snack is a stretch.
It's
but
a,
I understand
it's a
you
meal.
Get it from a snack cart.
It's, right? It's a new spinoff podcast. Will's Dadgum turkey leg podcast.
Dadgum turkey leg.
When the egg rolls are available...
entire show of you eating a turkey leg.
When the egg rolls are available at Adventureland, that's my go-to.
Those are good. I do like
those. Those are my favorite. Those are, I could go for a churro, all that sweets. I'm talking about non-sweet, non-dessert. I go with this. I like the egg rolls a lot.
If I'm on the dining plan, what I most often use my snack credit on is a Starbucks drink. Because
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Good, it's a snack credit.
Good
but
there.
The, obviously the old Mickey ear bar is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going non-sweet. When I think of snack, I don't think of dessert.
Right.
No, we talked about this before. The go-to of the sweet stuff. What do you like in the frozen ice cream?
My go-to non-sweet would have to Mickey be the escargot at France during Food and Wine. But.
Well, okay, but so you say Mickey Bar.
And we were saying frozen?
That stand that has the five frozen options.
Probably a Mickey Bar.
I like the sandwich. I always get the sandwich cookie, the ice cream sandwich.
Oh, that is
Mickey
good.
Ice cream sandwich.
The chocolate covered banana is underrated.
I used to like that a lot.
He did get that a lot.
But I've gone more with the sandwich.
Potassium levels when you're at the park.
Hard to walk around and not get the sandwich all over you. It's very sticky.
All of them you end up wearing.
They're very sticky. That is very sticky, sir. All right.
Moving on.
Let's move on to table service. All right. So tables.
You start this time, Logan.
Me, I'm going with, which is the most recent one I've been to, my favorite of table service. Now, this is table service non-signature. So we're talking about...
One table service credit.
Yeah. So,
and what that means is this is now a restaurant where you're being waited on.
Yeah.
You have a waiter. And
some of these, I'm surprised they're not signature dining. And I think that's interesting to even touch on. When something like a Ohana or a Whispering Canyon are... In this and not signature, I'm kind of surprised that they don't qualify because they are.
And there's a couple that are the other way. There's a couple in signature dining that I'm
right.
Like, how did that get there?
So I'm trying to think more traditionally in the sense, I really love Skipper Canteen. I thought the food was great and I liked the experience. It was chill, which I enjoy. A meal that's at Disney World that's a little bit on the more chill side. That's not as rushed. It's not as loud and in your face. Because, I mean, trust me, I love the sci-fi and I love some of those just for theming. But I thought the food and the theming is pretty equal and in the upper echelon of their dining there. So I go Skipper Canteen as my favorite.
I like your choice. And I think it's very underrated. I read a lot of people talking about Skipper Canteen and they're like, oh, man, the food. There's totally... One thing that you need to know if you go to Skipper Canteen, if you sit down with someone in your party that's picky eater, they'll make almost anything for you there. They're like, oh, you don't want the chimichurri on the steak? We'll just make you a steak.
But I like the food. I mean, overall, everything I've had there, I've really enjoyed. I mean, there's some stuff better than others, as always, but I like where the location, I like everything about it. So
good falafels.
Good pretty much everything. I've had, I've really enjoyed. So I'm going to go with Skipper Canteen as my favorite of the traditional... Non-character, non-signature dining.
All right, you want me to go next?
Go ahead.
I was torn. There were two in the same location, and I'll kind of give my reasoning why I was torn. For a table service, what really makes it stand apart for me, and this is just like the standard table service, is kind of like the magic of the theming.
You get emotional.
No, sorry, I burped.
I know.
Is kind of the magic of the theming, right? And now I understand for like the higher end, like the signature, it's different for me. I want like just a nice restaurant. But for the regular table service, I want it to be Disney magic all over the place, crazy. And I think the two that kind of tie for me at the top are both Marrakesh and Rose and Crown.
Oh.
Now, this is not specifically necessarily, Disney, it is the best food you're going to get in the world. But okay, when you're in Marrakesh... there's a belly dancing show, and you feel like you're in.
Not a signature dining option,
right? It's so unique. Now,
no one goes.
Is it the best Middle Eastern food I've ever had in my life? No, but the theming and the experience makes you feel like you're in another world, and that's part of the Disney
magic. And even
magic.
Like the decor there, which seems minimal, is very. Authentic.
Right.
Like kind of those like just kind of beige walls with a couple here and there.
Stuccoed walls.
That's very similar to how it is for Will and I who've traveled a lot in the Middle East on undisclosed matters.
Right.
SEAL
Team 6.
Yeah, you may not know this.
If you looked at us.
We're actually on Meal Team 6.
We eat in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Secret missions.
Middle eaters.
Okay, we're making this spinoff. This is great. So, but then it's the exact same thing for Rose and Crown. When you're in Rose and Crown, you can forget you're at Epcot. And feel like you're at a Disney.
And
feel like you're at Disney World.
Feel like you're at a real English pub.
Right.
Like it's loud. It's not a place you can go and have a quiet conversation.
Which a pub
is. It's loud.
Is.
It's rowdy. Right. It's just like a real English pub, which Logan and I have been to many English pubs.
Yes.
And
that's another undisclosed reason.
Yeah, it feels very authentic. And those two things just for me stand out on this list of, is it the best food in the world? No. But is it one of the cooler experiences you can have inside of a theme park in Orlando? Yeah, absolutely. So those are my two favorites. I picked two.
Yeah, I went two as well. I went one that's like for theming.
Fine, I'll throw in a two. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I went theming. I've got to go with my beloved Primetime Cafe.
I figured that was coming.
I knew that was coming.
Just because you go there and you literally forget you feel like you've been transported into another.
Yeah.
Times. And for me, that's definitely one of those Disney nostalgia places. We went there on our honeymoon. And it just kind of had like, they really went all out to like make it special for us. And then also kind of for theming, but also for food, is Sanaa at Kadani Village. Mm-hmm. The food's definitely a little over the top. It's, you know, in, kind of Indian African style.
Yeah, no, I like that option.
But it's absolutely crazy to think that you're sitting there eating and there's a, you know, a giraffe 10 feet from your table. And
once again, that's one of the ones I'm kind of surprised isn't signature.
I always kind of thought it was, yeah.
Yeah.
The signature dining at Animal Kingdom Lodges and the other is in the main building, Jumbo House, which is Jijiko.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's great location to get to, but like the glass is, you know, covered up because it's by the pool.
Yeah.
So you really can't even, there's really nothing to see out the
food window. Is awesome though.
The food is crazy good.
I like it there. I didn't pick it as my signature, but I came pretty darn close.
You know, now that what's interesting about both of those is they're both on the lower end of cost when it comes to eating somewhere.
Yeah.
The all you care to eat options are probably your best bang for your buck if you're trying to stretch your dining plan, because some people do look at dining plan and they may only get it for part of their stay. If the all you care to eat option, I love.
Is it a buffet or is it you order?
Well, anything that's all you care to eat. So Hana is all you care to eat.
No, I meant like
Sanaa, you order off a menu.
You order off a menu, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the old Cape May Cafe dinner. It's fantastic.
I'm gonna throw out there Trails End.
Yes.
Underrated. Because I want to throw in a buffet, because we didn't pick any buffets. Is it Trails End? I've had it multiple times. Really great with the kids. I love being out there.
If you're paying cash, it's one of the most affordable buffet options.
It's a pain to get out there. You're only going, I mean, honestly, the problem is you're probably going out there to do Hoop-De-Doo, of which you then don't need Trails End.
But it's a lot of the same food that's at Hoop-De-Doo.
Yeah, and I've always really enjoyed going to Trails End. I like the Davy Crockett Bar, Crockett's Tavern. And I love
that Davy Crockett's Tavern.
Davy Crockett.
It's a spinoff between Davy Crockett and
Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit.
Davy Cratchit. All right. Which, by the way, one of our there was an election going on this year in Tennessee, and there was a man named David Crockett.
I wonder if he was related.
If not, that's one of those names that actually commend the parent.
Yeah.
Good on you. Good call. Because if you're going to run for something here in Tennessee and your name's Davy Crockett, there's a good chance.
You're going to
win. Doesn't even matter who you are.
Much like the representative for the county south of us, Sheila Butt. Not good.
All right, let's go around now.
The worst.
Oh, worst. We didn't do worst, too.
Yeah, we didn't do worst.
I think there's a general. I'll go first on this one. There's a general theme of the what's the worst, and it's typically the location on these table services. And a lot of them are in the moderate resorts. I've eaten at Shutters at Old Port Royal, which is at Caribbean Beach. Horrible. I've also eaten at the one that's at Port Orleans, Boat Rides Dining Hall. Also not good. Especially if you're on the dining plan, they're just don't. You know, go eat somewhere else. They're just like filling real estate that they have to fill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well.
So mine's probably going to be controversial in your household, Logan. So please don't let your son listen to this episode. I'm going to say T-Rex Cafe.
He's never even eaten there.
Okay. Well, I figured,
a lot of people feel that way about the Rainforest. It's the same food, Landry's.
Right. And I feel like, at least with Rainforest Cafe, I like Rainforest animals.
You know, like big old dinos.
But I mean, I don't know. It just, to me, feels like it would be one kind of frightening for a child if they're not like, you know, seeing a dinosaur on a page or in a toy, different. If it's life size growling at you, may scare them to death. And also, the food is it's very expensive for what you get.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of good. The pub where you want the theming of like, I'm in a pub, I'm in London, right. But then it's like, I'm eating dinner and I'm going to be killed by a T-Rex.
I like T-Rex. I've only eaten there maybe twice. Again, I'm a fan of the Landry's line of restaurants. Do they have the best food? Absolutely not. But I do like the theming. And same with Rainforest. I know it gets a lot of crap, but I actually don't mind it. Is it my first choice when I eat at Walt Disney World? No. But I like that we have one here. There's a great little bar and outdoor area rainforest kind of around the corner, the one in Downtown Disney that I like.
So, and I guess my point is here, it's one thing to go to like
right.
Rainforest Cafe because you don't have themed options like that. So right. taking your kid to
I don't disagree.
A non-Disney Rainforest Cafe, good. Taking them to a dinosaur-themed thing with overpriced nachos, I think it's not worth it.
What's interesting in the like, the Landry's world is Yak and Yeti at Animal Kingdom. It's kind of good. I don't dislike it.
It's a Landry's?
It's a Landry's.
I didn't know that.
And the quick services downstairs are all Landry's operated cool. as well.
So I picked my worst, and it is honestly... I'm stuck between because but neither of these have been too recently, so that's the problem. Because usually, once I have a bad experience, I don't go back. So Tony's Town Square had a rough experience a couple times. And just said, you know what, never again. I've heard they've redone it. I'm sure it's nice, but of now having more Magic Kingdom options,
they've added wine to Tony's Town Square, which might be a little better.
Well, other than that, I don't like that actually. But other than that, I'm not a fan of that new offerings. I don't like Tony's Town Square, but when I was looking at picking one. Because I understand the appeal of that one still because you're in the Magic Kingdom. I go on the Wave. Now, I know the Wave is high. People actually give it good reviews. Terry mentioned that when I briefly said I'm going to go with the Wave. The reason I go the Wave is I think the theming is mediocre and you have better food options. Pretty much every other option I like better in the Contemporary. So you have from California Grill down to Chef Mickey's to their quick service. And I'm sure the quick service and the Wave aren't too far apart, but at least the quick service, you get a cool view. You have a better, I don't know. I always felt underwhelmed whenever I go to the Wave when the other, maybe it's just because the other three options I think are really cool. And then you have one that's very much a standard, I'm in a hotel having breakfast. And it's just kind of like that. It feels like I'm in any other medium to big size hotel that has a breakfast option.
I think the Wave works for breakfast if you're trying to get a good breakfast outside of Magic Kingdom.
If you're trying to do a business breakfast, it's a good option.
It's so...
And it's located downstairs. It's just, I'm against it.
It's like literally at the end of the check-in desk. Yes. Like a typical hotel restaurant.
No, because the thing is, it also is appealing to the convention center crowd that is there. And I get that. It's just, it's not on my list. And I'm sure there are worse food options. I will say that on the list. It's just not one I would ever seek out. It's if I'm there and I can get a reservation to nothing, maybe. And I'll probably just get room service and pay $80 for a waffle. All right.
Is it table service time with character dining?
It's table service, character dining time. Let's have some characters. Me and you are going to like some characters. Will.
I don't like character dining.
I know, moving on.
I don't like the concept of it. But I'll tell you what probably the worst one is. Uh-huh. Actually, there's two on here that seem like living hell to me. Disney Junior Play and Dine sounds like I want to off myself. And then Epcot Princess Storybook Dining also sounds like something I get conned into doing with like my nieces or something, or with your children. I'm just like, what am I doing here? Yeah, okay. I don't like the concept of character dining. I'm a grown man. I don't like characters. Ha!
That'll change. That'll change one day.
I will like them. The kids may like them.
You'll like the food options aren't that bad. All right.
Meh.
Terry.
Oh, boy. Maybe I burnt myself out on it. Should I go? Are we going favorite first? Or
favorite first. Favorite?
Yeah, okay. I just didn't have one. I just we'll do a favorite the
whole and then. Okay. Man, I love Tusker House at Animal Kingdom. I think you get Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and Daisy, which is kind of random.
Yeah.
They're in their safari outfit, so you get the Animal Kingdom. The food is sort of, it's American and kind of Indian, African cuisine. The food's really good. Like, I would just go there to eat, not just for characters. And so I love Tusker House. It's one of my favorite buffets at Disney.
Do they have a non-character option at Tusker House, or is it always characters are there when you eat there?
I think it's always, right? Or dinner?
No, they used to have dinner used to be no characters. But it's the one that feels the
used
least...
Used to be or still...
They're all... It's all character breakfast,
all
lunch, and dinner now.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they've kind of did that because of what hopefully is, you know, Rivers of Light one of these days coming.
Yeah. So you go there for the food,
and the characters,
there happen to be characters that are harassing you the whole time.
Which is... A lot of times, which is a lot of these don't, the food is the worst of Disney, I think, of the characters. And so Yeah, so that's my favorite.
Well, I don't know if I agree that it's the worst. I have good meals. Here's why I picked mine. So I picked the Ohana's Best Friend Breakfast with Lilo, Stitch, and Mickey. And it's usually Mickey. Sometimes it's some other character. Sometimes Minnie, too. It just depends on what you get. But you usually get Mickey. And the reason I did that, because I'm thinking that more as a dad, like as a parent. Which one have I enjoyed the most? Because I've done Chef Mickey's. I've done the Cinderella 1900 Park Fair. I've done the Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I've done Ohana.
You've done that Princess Storybook Diner.
I have done that. I have done
How bad is that?
Well, I've done Disney Junior. I've done Norway Disney Junior. I've done Disney Junior. And I can't say this is the one my kids like the most.
Which one would that be?
Probably Chef Mickey's. And Chef Mickey's actually really do enjoy. Chef Mickey's is probably the one they like the most. And then maybe the Disney Junior one. But to me, Ohana was my favorite. They may like Ohana because of a couple of reasons. I like the characters. There are usually a lot less people there. And it's chill.
Yeah.
It's not a buffet, which I like a lot. I
completely understand that too. Like,
so it's characters without a buffet.
Which one is not a buffet?
Ohana.
Ohana, yes.
Ohana, they bring you a big tray of
all you care to eat.
What you get at the Ohana ones, eggs, bacon, potatoes, sausage, Mickey waffles. But the stress of having to, all right, someone sit here with the kids. All right, you go over here. All right, you do this. And we try to figure out, go get back. Mickey's coming. You know, there's none of that. And that alone is what makes mine probably number one because it's the least stressful version of character dining that's on this list.
I like that. I like the way you're talking.
Garden Grill is that same kind of.
Yeah, I've never done that one. So
did you take this trip to Garden Grill?
What?
I took this trip to Garden Grill.
I don't know that.
It's Garden Grove. Oh, Sublime.
Oh yeah. I'm very confused. Chef Mickey's though for the kids, I think is my favorite. But for me, personally, I like Ohana. I like the food better too. It's fresher. Because it's also not sitting out there in a big tray.
What's your worst? Do you have a worst?
I have a worst. You want me to go first worst?
Or you want to go? I'll go.
Yeah.
Chef Mickey's.
Well, you're a heretic. It's fine.
I used to love Chef Mickey's. It was our favorite.
And then you turned 20.
No. Like.
Just kidding.
Not even that. The food went from bad to.
I like the food.
Just dreadful.
I think the food's pretty good. The breakfast food, I think, is top. Pretty darn good.
Okay. Yeah.
The lunch and dinner, okay, are good. I think
see,
they're good.
Breakfast, I would say Cape May. I would do Cape May with the beach blanket buffet there. But yeah, the
beach bash buffet.
Beach.
I don't go to many.
It used to be called the beach blanket. But
probably a trademark problem.
So Terry,
the Chef Mickey's you go to and it's like.
You've been to just the Minnie's Beach Bash?
Well, there are other characters there.
It's Minnie and Goofy and.
No Mickey, I think, at that one.
No Mickey.
I'm proud of my. Ignorance on
see, I don't do character dining unless there's Mickey or there's Disney.
We've done that one before. We left for the cruise a lot.
Yeah.
Just that's what the wife wanted to do, and that's what we did.
Get you in the mood.
Chef Mickey's is my favorite for character interactions, and here's the reason why. It's dreadful getting in there, and I understand that it can be hectic as anything if you go during a busy time, and it's loud and it's crazy. But I love the interactions with the characters. They give you a good amount of time, and you get to knock out all of them in one meal. Sorry, you have to go wait in line. So Mickey, Pluto, Donald, Goofy, Minnie, all boom.
Fab.
But you got to hit it at the right time because sometimes you're sitting there a while. But I like it because of that.
You get the Fab Five there?
Or do you, five? You get five.
All five.
All five. And they come around. They do a great little dance party. My kids love it. I can't tell you that it's my favorite because getting in and out is kind of a pain. But it's a good option. All right. My bottom of the barrel list is the Supercalifragilistic Breakfast in 1900 Park Fair. And the reason is because that's even worse on the scale of crazy town that happens inside of there. It's slammed. It's loud. It's uncomfortable. It's hard to get around. The buffets are a mess. I like the characters that you meet because you meet all the British characters, so which should definitely appeal to me, the Winnie the Pooh characters, Alice in Wonderland, Mary Poppins. Hmm. Those are all characters that I really like, but it is. I just had the most annoying experience there recently where I couldn't wait to leave.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend that to someone because, number one, the characters, a lot of face characters. So picture-wise, you get Alice, you get the Mad Hatter, you get Mary Poppins, and then really the Pooh characters, which are all fine. And there may be some others, but I think that's it. But your kid has to be very familiar with, like I told my son, like, there's Mary Poppins. You can tell he's like, yeah, I think that's kind of Mary Poppins. Like, he loves Mary Poppins, but he's like, that's Mary Poppins, I guess. And then Alice and the Mad Hatter. So, and then if you're going to do Pooh and Tigger, I feel like the Crystal Palace is a better option.
No.
So, and again, it's just, it just stressed me out to no end. So that's mine. All right. So we move on to Signature Dining?
Please.
All right. Will, why don't you take us there?
I'll take you there.
Will's going to class it up a little bit with some Signature.
I know that this is another controversial one, just because a lot of people don't think that it's the best, but my favorite is my favorite's California Grill.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. I like the location. I like the vibe of it. I like the extensive wine list. I like the food options. I like sometimes seeing a man with a monkey puppet. But
the view can't be beat.
Right.
The experience of California Grill is in the atmosphere, you're right, is unbeatable. It's the best. Whether it's your favorite food or not is to be debatable. But to me, you're not. I think it's all been high quality food.
Yeah, I mean, I think I
whether
had
whether you like it or not.
Did I have a steak last time, I think?
That, I can't remember.
I mean, it's quality food. I think it's very good. And none of the dishes are super unique that are like going to blow your mind, but it is just a nice upscale dining experience. I had a steak there that was fantastic.
I'll give you this. The dishes have actually, the non-sushi dishes have gotten a lot more outside the box. They've started to do a few more like, Kobe beef and bison.
They dropped the bone marrow though, which was a bummer.
We loved the bone marrow. Yeah.
Sushi there.
We were the only people ordering the bone marrow, I think.
I've seen the bone marrow ordered there. They dropped it all together.
Last time I looked, maybe seasonal or something, but last time Anna and I looked, I was like, oh, you got to try this. And we went and it was gone.
About
it was delicious.
6 months out of the year, they have my favorite dessert, and that's the butterscotch creme brulee.
Yeah.
Delightful.
I don't disagree with Will's at all. I think it's a really good option. And again, if you pick the right times, the atmosphere feels like a fine dining restaurant.
Right.
All right.
Which is kind of, once again, how my other was.
Modern fine dining.
It takes you out of the theme park and puts you into a new world.
This but with takes fireworks. You out of the.
If you're going to on a date with your significant other.
Celebrations.
And they do celebrations well.
Yes.
In fact, last time Leslie and I ate there, they just welcomed us back because we've eaten there so many times. They're like, you've eaten here enough. They greeted us with champagne and puts, Mickey Sparkles on the table. We've eaten there a few times.
He's hogging all the reservations.
Yeah, sounds like what's
your favorite Signature dining, Terry?
Well, it says on my list here, California Grill.
Well, of course.
But I'll pick an alternative. And I was going to say about California Grill, a tip that if you go anytime during the evening, because I know people are always trying to get fireworks reservations. If you go anytime throughout the evening, you can just bring your receipt back to the elevator and you can come back up and see the fireworks.
What if your reservation's later?
You can come earlier.
You have like a 10 o'clock reservation?
They'll work with you.
You can get late reservations there.
Yeah, that's another reason why I like it is you can go.
There in Ohana, you get reservations like at 11 now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And they have a great lounge, especially after late in the evening, the lounge is always available. I will pick. This entire list, I mean, there's only a couple of, this list we have has Fulton's, which is RIP.
Yeah.
There's a couple of interesting things on here that I wouldn't, since we're just, I'm making up my mind. The Boathouse, I don't understand why the Boathouse is on this list.
No, you're supposed to do your favorite first.
I'm not doing my favorite, I'm just commentating.
No commentary. You have to do your favorite first, and then you say things you don't like.
Okay. I'll do.
You can agree with me. You can just say California Grill.
I love California Grill. It's our go-to if we can get in.
California Grill.
The other one, Artist Point, I think is very underrated. It's the food there is a little. It's Northwestern flair, and so it's you're going to get a lot of your. They do a soup that's like a smoked mushroom bisque. And a venison egg roll that's great. And they do, obviously, the bison there. But it's kind of like a hunting. Mm-hmm. That's the first Disney restaurant that my wife and I ate when we were married. And so that place always has a special. We haven't been in a couple of years just because the difference in the Signature Dining restaurants and the other ones is when the chef changes, they have a lot more free range to change the menu. And the menu lately hasn't been. We've looked at it and been like, eh.
Yeah.
And also Narcoossee's. I Narcoossee's.
Terry likes them all.
No, all of these. These are why we get the deluxe dining plan, because if you're going to work a dining plan, get the deluxe dining plan, use two at the signature. I know at Narcusi's one time, Leslie and I's bill with no alcohol was like $250. Which is more than, you know, almost double what you paid for the dining plan for the day.
And here's what I'm saying. We also are like leaving out like the Victoria and Albert's and some of, like, that's not even on the list, is it?
Yeah, you can't even use the urn.
Right. So it's not even on the list.
And I've never done that.
I haven't either.
I feel like Lynn's promised us that he's taking us at some point.
The chef's table thing always kind of freaks me out. I've done it at other restaurants. I don't know why. Maybe it's a little too... I'm maybe too introverted for it. What would you like? I don't know. Give me something. Like, it's just, you got a menu.
So wait, what do they do at the chef's table?
Well, there? That is the chef's table. They just make you something.
Yeah, they make whatever you want.
Yeah, no, not whatever you want. Most chef's tables, the chef just starts bringing stuff out.
I thought you actually.
But he asks you, do you like shellfish? Do you like?
Oh yeah, that's different. Not like make me
an omelet.
You got grilled cheese?
Yeah.
I want the best grilled cheese ever had.
Yeah, normally chef's tables are still deciding what you're eating.
Gotcha. Well, that shows my ignorance. I've never been there. I guess it's a little different than at the Buca di Beppo. I'm just kidding. All right. My favorite is which I say California Grill is pretty high on my list. Gico is pretty high on my list. I went La Cellier. I know a lot of people, again, has had mixed reviews. I think I have, maybe like Terry does with Artist Point, a more of an emotional connection to it. I really love it. I feel like it totally disconnects you from Walt Disney World. The clientele is usually a little bit different. Not as many kids usually go to La Cellier because it's expensive.
Quiet.
Quiet. Dark. It's so dark, the menus have to be illuminated. You get poutine. Mm. I like it. La Cellier is my favorite. I love the Canadian Pavilion, and it's probably my favorite signature dining. Though none of the ones you guys have mentioned were bad, except for the one I'll pick is the one I don't like the most. But now I'll get that after. Did you already pick one? Yeah, you already picked one. So should we do worst?
Worst. Yeah, now we do worst.
All right.
Now, this one, I don't know if I'm going to get any pushback on. the dining room at Wolfgang Puck Grand Cafe.
Yeah, I had no idea that was signature dining.
You know what? Wolfgang Puck, I'm over. I'm over the whole Wolfgang Puck thing. It's been around for, what, like 30 years, this Wolfgang Puck?
What does that mean?
Tired of it. You know, it's just another one of those things. Like, if you can have a Wolfgang Puck signature restaurant just about anywhere.
It just doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Right. It doesn't mean what it used to mean, and it doesn't really matter. Like, you can go pretty much anywhere in the country and go to a Wolfgang Puck thing.
Or shut down.
Go to something unique and that you can only have an experience at Disney. It's
one of the Disney Springs restaurants that's on the chopping block, I think, because it has to be.
It should be.
Both that and Bongo's both desperately need an overhaul. They haven't basically been changed since the West Side was built. So
yeah, that's just my whole thing, is that it's not a unique experience. Don't waste your time and money going to it. No.
All right, so
I'll go worst. Citrico's, not a fan.
Yeah, I've eaten there many times, but never been overwhelmed.
It doesn't even feel like signature to me.
We usually go. We've gone. It was like when we got married or something like that. We were just over there already, so it was like, well, we're here. Never thought it was great. Never thought it was terrible, but definitely never had a great meal there.
Yeah, it's never. I mean, if you're using essentially, you know, you're talking dining plan, you're using two dining plan allotments to eat there. Yeah,
I would probably agree with you.
What, a couple $100 for two people, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's that much, but
that place is probably a little closer to 100, yeah, 40 okay. or 50. Yeah.
So maybe that's why some of these price ranges are so odd. I would actually probably go with Citrico's now that I'm thinking about it more, but maybe because of disappointment level, I go Artist Point is the one that I don't like the most, and the reason why is I've had multiple meals there, I've expected greatness, and just not recently since I've been going. I've only gone maybe two or three times, and every time it's just disappointing. Maybe because I want it to be better than it is. And Citrico's, I know going in, it's just going to be mediocre. But Artist Point has the vibe, has stuff. I like the vibe. It's not quite there for me. Just not my thing.
Maybe because I love the bison there, and that's one of their signature items.
I like bison, but
Leslie loves the salmon on the cedar plank, and those two things are kind of hard to mess up.
Yeah. I can't even tell you what I had, but I remember Amanda and I went there for one anniversary, and we were just kind of like, it was just fine. Like, I didn't hate it, but it was the most disappointing of
those are the two. If you're going to go, I'd recommend you try is the cedar plank salmon, because they literally bring the salmon out on a flaming.
I don't like salmon.
If you, so, fail. And then the bison.
I like bison.
And so those are the two.
Bison steak? How's it prepared?
It's normally a New York strip bison.
New York bison. Yeah, who would have thought? All right. Well, I think that that wraps it up. Kind of wraps out on a down note.
No. We got dinner shows to go.
Oh, that's right. Dinner shows. Let's start with worst dinner shows and work our way up. Yeah, to end on a positive. Worst dinner shows.
I'll go. The Spirit of Aloha dinner show.
Well, I feel like we're all going to agree on
Agreed.
That one. But that's the one that should be the best.
You know what?
If you're going for a dinner show.
And I'll be honest, haven't gone in a long time. It may be a blast now. I loved it when I was a kid. It was outside. I loved it. So
my recommendation, if you're really wanting that Aloha experience, just head on upstairs to Ohana. Save yourself a few bucks in a dining plan allotment.
I thought you were going to say, just go to Hawaii. Thanks, Terry. That's well in everyone's means. Siri didn't like that either.
Siri's all upset.
Our favorite, we all say at the same time.
One, two, three.
Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. Hoop-de-doo.
I knew you were going to
say it. I know. Hoop-de-doo review. It's a blast. The food is solidly good. Southern food.
You can't say hoop-de-doo review and not start smiling.
Yeah, it's fun.
Thinking of chicken, cornbread, and sangria.
It's a little bit more adult than you expect. There's always an occasional adult joke thrown in there. Shortbread is great. It's a blast. I love Fort Wilderness. And I can't speak highly enough for Hoop-de-doo.
I don't know that I'd stay at Fort Wilderness, but I do love
it. I would not stay there, but I like hanging out there and then taking the bus back. I wish it was easier to get to.
Or the boat back.
I've never done the Backyard Barbecue, so I actually can't say because every time I'm there, it's not in season. But it looks like it's actually be a lot of fun.
Backyard Barbecue? Backyard Burger?
Yeah, no, I've never been to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue because it's only on select nights. They also do it there over the which you can do after Hoop-de-doo, which is the Chip and Dale thing. They still do that. Chip and Dale like s'mores roast.
Only character experience outside the park in Orlando. So
the only not outside the park. It's only free.
Free. Well, that's I mean, it's the only. I guess you can eat dining.
Yeah, it's the only free character spot. So unless you now go on 192 and there's like the old Hollywood Boulevard Mickey Mouse's now out of 192. I know. They need to get rid of that.
Joe, this was a fantastic idea.
As Joe flies. Thanks. It was fun. Give us more topic ideas because we could use them. All right. I think that is going to do it for today's show. Special thanks to our sponsor this week, Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers back on again today. Thank you so much, guys. Remember, get that City Mini. Get that City Mini Deluxe. Don't lug that thing through the airport. I don't mean your kid. I mean your stroller. Especially don't put it in the back of the car. Too much valuable trunk space. Protect your precious cargo. And leave the stroller at home.
What? Safe for little cargos.
Leave the kids at home. No. Leave the strollers at home. Whatever it is. KingdomStrollers.com. Tell them you heard about us right here on WDW Today. I used them just last week, and they were awesome. Or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. It's been a blurry couple weeks. Before we go, I did want to quickly tell you guys about a new podcast that I'm on called BLT Lunch Break. It is a general sort of comedy talk show. It's going to be happening once a week, every Thursday. Episode 0 is out now, and you could subscribe. Just look at our social media. You'll find it there. Or go to bltlunchbreak.com. BLT is Bart Scott from Ears of Steel. Me, I'm Logan at the L. And T is the Tim Tracker. You may know him from his YouTube stuff. But honestly, we're three friends who just want to get together and just chat over lunch once a week. And it's a lot of fun. If you like this, I'm sure we're going to talk about Disney. We already kind of mentioned some things in it. But it's not strictly specific on any sort of topic. It's just fun comedy talk. So make sure you find that again at BLT Lunch Break. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you on the next show.